Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. Welcome. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. The doctor will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, you can call into the program 1-855-400-7282. 1-855-400-7282 or 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Go to the website. It's michaelsavage.com. Scorched Earth. Now 3 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. Remember, folks, just a few weeks left to give the book by Dr. Savage, Scorched Earth, to an undecided voter. It's all at michaelsavage.com. You can also check out the latest news, headlines, and subscribe to the Savage newsletter. All at michaelsavage.com. You can also follow Dr. Savage on social media, on Facebook, and also on Twitter, at Savage Nation. Well, Scorched Earth is the name of the book by Dr. Michael Savage. It also happens to be, according to Breitbart, this is the strategy right now that Donald Trump has decided to go with. Trump campaign implements scorched earth strategy. Ready to run his race, his way, scorched earth strategy that burns the GOP establishment, rallies the base, and dampens Democrat voter turnout. This is all, it's on Breitbart, but also according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, as a Trump supporter, do you support his effort on a scorched earth? The hell with Washington. Forget about the insiders. Paul Ryan did not get Donald Trump to where he is. You know, this is a battle. Many times you hear about a battle, and the Clintons are always trying to say they're fighting and fighting for the... This is it. Everything is on the line. This is the last chance for the country and the nation as you know it. Trump is willing to go scorched earth. That's it. You're either with us or against us. Either you're on the campaign or you're not. Going to alienate some people, too bad. This is what drew people in. Now, the Trump supporters. I mean, what was it that initially brought you into Donald Trump? Was it because he's a party insider? Was it because Paul Ryan or other Republicans, John McCain, that they were on board? None of them were on board. The only people that were on board were people like you. And this is it. There is no one more powerful or powerfully connected than the Clintons. Without question, this is the battle. You know, people like to say if they went back in time, oh, how they wish they were there for certain key moments in history and wars. You're in the middle of it right now. Are the Trump supporters ready for the scorched earth strategy? You know, you go with how you got there. He didn't go there as a political insider. He didn't go there as a favorite in Washington. But are the Trump supporters on board? 1-855-400-7282. The other side is firing away. Let's hear. This is President Obama saying how Trump is not qualified.
Now you find a situation in which the guy says stuff that nobody would find tolerable if they were applying for a job at 7-Eleven. Or you, I mean, I don't know what job, if you were kind of vetting somebody for a job and then you heard what somebody said on tape about women, set aside what they were saying about that stuff, that you would hire that person for that job.
What if you had someone who had no political experience, who, think about it, was a community organizer, who had that Reverend Wright, right? Chickens came home to roost in America. What did Michelle Obama say? First time I've ever been proud of my country was when my husband got the nomination. And he talks about someone applying for a job at 7-Eleven. Was President Obama qualified in your mind to be the leader of the free world, to be the president of the United States? And that's what we're talking about, locker room talk. that he didn't realize anyone was listening to. And folks, how about now it's coming out? NBC News. Wait till, have you heard the latest with NBC News and Billy Bush? Number one, NBC planned to wait even closer to the election to try to release that. Number one. Number two, their reports, you know why they were sitting on that tape? They were trying to figure out a way to edit out Billy Bush and try to protect themselves. Now, that is not being responsible to the media. That's not putting it out there. So if they want to go after Donald Trump, locker room talk, no one listening, being egged on by Billy Bush of NBC, well, I mean, you're going to have to make that decision. Now, how bad is it getting on the other side? How about former President Bill Clinton mocking supporters? And what are they calling you in the South? Let's hear it. Standard rednecks.
You know, look, man, the other guy's base is what I grew up in. You know, I'm basically your standard redneck.
You know, that is so insulting. That's former President Bill Clinton. Think how insulting that is to law enforcement. Think how insulting that is to our military. If you're listening right now, is that how Yen you're going to be described? If you're a Trump supporter, Trump supporters are men, are women, are business owners, all race, religion, backgrounds, now just described by former President Bill Clinton as a standard redneck. And on top of that, he went even farther. Listen to former President Clinton mocking the West Virginia voters. Oh, you know, they don't read newspapers. They can't make their own decisions. Let's hear the former president describe where they get all their news.
She made me go. I went down to West Virginia to talk about this because she said, there's no way we can carry it now. I said, no way. I said, you know, they, first of all, they only watch Fox News.
Yeah, they're informed. They want to know what's going on. It's tough to get accurate information, isn't it? 1-855-400-7282. Paul Ryan was not going to put Donald Trump in the White House. No Republican was going to put him in the White House. You know, he's not wrong. As someone that's been at a Trump rally, I've had the privilege of doing that, even emceeing a rally. These are people, you have people at a Trump rally that have never voted before. They've lost hope. They've lost faith in the system. They know the system is corrupt. That's who he's moved to come out. So if Trump has to go scorched earth, so be it. Folks, are we going to, as he said, are we going to have a country or we're not going to have a country? Are we going to have borders or are we not going to have borders? Are you want to live like Europe in fear that at any moment, any corner, a terrorist is coming around the corner? I don't see the Republicans defending that. I don't see Paul Ryan defending that. I don't see John McCain protecting us. I see people comfortable in Washington trying to go along. If Trump has to go scorched earth, so be it. There's a reason why Dr. Savage wrote that book, Scorched Earth, and it's the number one bestseller. Let's start line 9. Nick is listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Nick, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Savage. You're up first on the Savage Nation. Hello, Nick.
How are you? Nice talking.
Very well, Nick. Go right ahead.
Donald Trump has got them scared to death, the GOP and the Democrats. They're all the same wolves in the same sheep's clothing. They've been giving themselves raises for years and years and years, and they're stealing our money from Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. How you should, you know, if I did that in my own business, they'd put me in jail if I start flipping money around like that, stealing from one part and sticking it to the other part. They're scared to death. These guys are getting paid exorbitant salaries. We're paying for pensions, for life, health care. You can balance the budget if you cut that all in half.
Thank you for the call. That is exactly right, Nick. And here's what you have to decide. I mean, you have to ask yourself, does it really matter to you if you saw who the Washington favorites were? I mean, you know, Trump blew by them during the debates. It was Jeb Bush. Was he going to bring the country where it needs to be? You know, Ted Cruz did a very good job, but some of the others, Marco Rubio was not there. Jeb Bush was not there. They all fell by the wayside. You know how far the country has become? How about the fact, you know the story in San Antonio? Maybe some of our listeners in Dallas can talk about on-duty cops wearing Trump caps, Make America Great Again. Now they may be disciplined. Police officers, if you were a police officer, number one, should they be disciplined? San Antonio police are going to be disciplined. They were greeting Trump at the airport wearing Make America Great hats again. If you're a member of law enforcement, You know, you'd almost be okay if you wore something that said Black Lives Matter. Who is the candidate that's defending law enforcement? Who is the candidate defending our armed forces? You know, Colin Kaepernick is celebrated for disrespecting the country and the flag. And now in San Antonio, they're going to discipline police for saying make America great again after the police have been under fire and under attack? Let's go to line five. Bob is listening on KSFO in San Francisco. Bob, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, first time, long time. I'm a little nervous, but as well as you know, my son is about to become a police officer. He's not really sure where he's going to go. He's in college. And we're actually talking about joining, like, FBI or the Secret Service just because I'm so scared of him to do the streets, number one. Number two, I haven't voted since I was in the Army in 1988. 30 years, I have never voted because I just never thought it would matter. I didn't really care. But I'll tell you something about this guy, about Trump. And I never saw The Apprentice, and I didn't know the guy from a hill of beans. But this guy has sparked something about this. I'm a contractor in Marin, and 4 cents out of every dollar I make goes to pay something. Fees, permits, licensing, insurance, taxes, and I'm just fed up, and I'm just a change. I'm just tired of it all, you know? And I just think he's a great guy, and you know what? Potty talk, dirty talk, whatever. Have you seen what guys talk about in private? I mean, it's a joke. It's just an absolute joke, and I hope he just kicks butt.
Thank you for the call, Bob. Let's go to Sharon on line one, listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Sharon, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, John. I'm just another standard redneck, I suppose, and that's all well and good for me. I am so glad that Donald Trump has adopted the scorched earth policy, thanks to Dr. Savage's book.
That's
and
right.
His Law and Order emphasis, and I think Trump will be known as the people's president. So let's clean house with the phony GOP elites, and I think there are many people, and I mean many, who feel the same way I do.
You know, it's interesting, Sharon, if the Republicans in Washington, Sharon, if they were actually doing what they're supposed to be doing, you wouldn't have room for a Donald Trump.
I know, and it's extraordinary. I think Donald Trump has much more support than is known out there. And I think the left is about to get clobbered with what they created.
I think you're right, Sharon. We're going to come back and take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Remember, the website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for the one and only Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Locker room talk, and most people have heard it before, and I've had a lot of women come up to me and said, boy, I've heard that, and I've heard a lot worse than that over my life. And, you know, if that's why I'm going to lose an election, to get rid of ISIS and to create strong borders and rebuild our military and do all the things we're going to do, including Supreme Court judges and saving the Second Amendment because it's under siege with Hillary Clinton, or as I call her, Crooked Hillary, which is what she is. If that's what's going to take to lose an election, that would be pretty sad. Then I have to go back to my other life.
That is Donald Trump. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, inviting you to call into the program. First-time callers, welcome. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. You know, I just saw over the wire that Tom Brady of the Patriots was asked about Donald Trump, and he just shrugged it off. Now, there you have Tom Brady, friend of Trump. He had the Trump hat in his locker that said, make America great again, shrugging it off as like, listen, it's locker room talk. Is that what's going to decide the election? No, Trump is on the right path with scorched earth, right? You go back to your roots. This is what got him where he is, not being the insider. Are you a supporter of that? Think of what's happening in San Antonio. Those cops are going to be disciplined for wearing hats that said, make America great again. They're gravitating towards the guy that wants to protect them, as he said in the debate. Let's go out to your phone calls. BJ is on line six, listening on great station WABC in New York. BJ, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, BJ.
Hey, John, you're doing a great job. Listen, we're watching the 15th round of a 12-round fight here. whatever you think about whichever candidate, you have to be in awe of watching this guy fighting against the machine with his face open, swinging on the ropes, and he hasn't been knocked down yet. These guys, these establishment Republicans, these big tent Republicans who spent this into trillions of dollars of debt, have really done us the biggest favor going, because this is his blaze of glory onto victory. He's
yep.
waged the campaign that he wants to wage and hit the bases that he needs to hit in order to get into the White House.
You know, BJ, you're exactly right, and thank you for the call. You know, you have to admit, in some ways, even those that disagree, listen, Trump is laying it all out there. He's not a phony. What do you see from many of the emails that have been leaked? Is Hillary like or not? She's two separate people. She's the political person, and then who she really is. Let's go to line one. Rick is listening online, KSFO. Rick, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Rick.
Hi, how's it going? I was
very well.
Remembering past elections when how the left would station their people outside polling stations to intimidate away other voters. And I was just wondering if you think that's going to be a problem this time around with all the Black Lives Matter as rampant as it is.
Well, you know, that's a good point, Rick. Thank you for the call. You know, it already is a problem. When you see this early voting, the intimidation tactics that are going to take place, that is a huge part. That's one element where if you're a Republican, they can't back down from their responsibilities to have a fair election. Who listening right now, do you really think that the Clintons want a fair election? They are petrified of the polls. As I was just looking on Twitter, and Joe Caprio tweeting the fact that he's been saying forever, don't believe the polls. The polls are not accurate. People are supporting Trump. Trump is going to come out on top. Folks, you knew it was going to be tough. You knew they were going to be going after him that way. But this is another level of going after the supporters, the people that go to the rallies, the people that pay the taxes, the people that patrol the streets, the people that fight the wars. The people that actually make the country what it is. We're going to come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. Wait till you hear what Hillary had to say. Do you hear that? We're going to come back. It's John DePietro in for Dr. Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Those of you who are younger than 25, you might not remember the election of 2000 and what happened here in Florida and across the country. For those of you older than 25, I heard you murmuring just now, but take it from me, it was a very close election.
That is Al Gore. Back on the stump. There he is. I guess the massage is over. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation. The doctor will be back tomorrow. And, of course, all the buzz folks. What did Trump say? Trump's going to run. Well, he's being reported to run a scorched earth campaign. And you go to the website, michaelsavage.com, and you will see the bestseller by Dr. Michael Savage. 3 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, Scorched Earth. Talk about a premonition, Dr. Savage, right on the money. Between now and Election Day, that makes a great gift to give to an undecided voter. Scorched Earth. You can also check out all the latest news, headlines, subscribe to the Savage newsletter. It's all at michaelsavage.com. And as always, the doctor's on social media, Facebook, and also follow Michael Savage on Twitter. A Savage Nation. Headline of the New York Post. Former teen beauty queens claiming Trump barged in on us changing. Donald Trump barged in on a Miss Teen USA contestant while they were changing clothes, engaged in dressing room banter with the girls, according to a report. BuzzFeed, which is very biased, says four women said that. Are stories like this, do you think, is this going to be the end of the Trump campaign? Are we going to have open borders because of stories like this, that somehow someone who is running a pageant, they also say, Trump said, don't worry, ladies, I've seen it all before. I mean, you go to a fashion show, people are changing backstage and they're naked. And why is there so much time being spent on this? Do you notice every story like this means no story on all the dealings and the leaks coming out regarding the Clinton campaign, how they rigged the primary against Bernie Sanders. What is going to be the focus? Let's go to line four. Randy's listening on WMAL in Washington. Randy, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well. Go ahead, Randy.
A couple quick points. My wife is, she's 53. She's never, ever voted in her life, never registered. She registered. She loves Trump. She can't believe the dishonesty of in the media, and she's watching it. She goes, this has been going on. I go, this has been going on. My parents are in their 80s in Connecticut. They're Democrats their whole life. They're voting for Trump. So I don't trust the media. I think Trump's going to win by 10 points if it's in the margin of error. I just don't, I don't see it. I've been to the rallies. I've been out. I see signs all over. And I just don't understand. I don't see where the Hillary supporters are. It's got to be the media. So I think Trump's going to win. He's going to win pretty good, too.
Well, Randy, thank you for the call, Randy. Think of how much they attack him. Think how much now, though, they're attacking Trump supporters. You know, trying to drag it out, make it seem like it's not even going to be close. And you saw the polls were wrong all during the primary season. I mean, every primary day this past spring and winter, the media would come on and say, you know, it's going to be Jeb Bush. It's going to be Chris Christie. It's going to, looks like Marco Rubio's breaking through. Here comes Ben Carson. And then Trump would win and win big. Now, that sound we played of Al Gore, think how pathetic this has become. Where now the UN is saying Trump as president would pose a global danger. A global danger. And the whole rally yesterday in Florida, and we'll play it for you, coming up, Hillary saying, basically, Trump caused Hurricane Matthew. I mean, they're making him like Moses, moving the mountains and the sea. This story in San Antonio, though, this is the type of story that's going to resonate. Cops in San Antonio about to be disciplined for wearing hats that say, Make America Great Again. Let's go to line one. Jeff is listening online on KSFO in San Francisco. Jeff, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Jeff.
Sir, I'd just like to say, as a police officer, it's absolutely imperative that no matter what situation you go into, you have to remain neutral. And something as small as a lapel pin can turn a situation into something you don't want to deal with. Everything that, well, the majority of most things you go to, you are trying to defuse a situation, and you do not know who you're going to be dealing with. So I'm a huge Trump supporter, obviously, but I would never, in the course of my duty, wear anything to even suggest that I support Trump. And it's only because I do not want to go out and further irritate a situation. I'm there to make sure that we have a conclusion, and if someone needs to be processed or whatever the case may be, then that's what we need to do. And
Jeff, I think you're wrong, and I'll tell you why I think you're wrong. It's a double standard, Jeff, because if they had pins on that said Black Lives Matter, or if you and some other cops wore pins that said Black Lives Matter, no one would say a word. How can you say they were instigating a problem?
Well, sir, what I would say to that is that we are the standard bearers. It does not matter what the other side says. If you can do what you want, that doesn't mean that I have the right to come back and make my situation less important by saying, well, you did this, so I did this. I'm a standard bearer. I'm here to show you what is right. I'm here to live my life and to do my job the best that I can. And the way that I do that as a police officer is to remain neutral in any situation.
But Jeff, you're wrong. And I'll tell you again, Jeff, your police, like yourself, people in your profession, you're under attack. You have a president who's been inflaming things ever since that beer summit. You know, it is so one-sided. You know what else, Jeff? You're not a punching bag, and you're not a pin cushion, and you have one candidate that stood up on television in that debate on Sunday night and spoke out for law enforcement. And so a bunch of cops go to greet Trump, and now you agree that they should be disciplined because they wore hats that said Make America Great Again?
Not at all. I do not believe that they should be disciplined. I believe that comes down to that officer's individual decision, and it's very easy to get caught up in the moment. I think maybe it's a pull into the lieutenant's office, sergeant, whoever, and say, hey, no, we don't do this. We have to remain neutral. I do not believe that this should be something that affects their career. And you're, and I do agree that I could.
It is going to affect their career, Jeff. They're going to be disciplined for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what, this is my point, is that it needs to be a slap on the wrist versus a letter of reprimand or whatever it is that they're deciding to do. It needs to be a look.
You know, I can't, you know, but again, you're coming from San Francisco, the home of Colin Kaepernick. So if you're assigned to the stadium with the 49ers, you're not offended that he's wearing those pig things on his sock? You're not offended at that?
I am absolutely offended. And
well, then all right then. I mean, then Jeff, thank you for the call. But folks, I mean, how far does this have to go? The cops that I talk to, they're tired of it. They're tired of being made, it's seen, and the whole thing is fabricated, that they're going out. Yeah, the police waking up saying, I think I'm going to go out and kill some youths today. And it's being encouraged by the Clinton campaign. Obviously, it's going on with the White House. You know, the police cannot be under attack. It's got to come to an end. I am so glad on Sunday night. How did you feel when finally Trump said, look at the streets. They're rioting in Charlotte. They're rioting in Baltimore. I mean, how much more of this is going to go on? They're setting off bombs in the streets of New York. And we're all supposed to just go along. This is the way it's going to be. They're flowing over the border. We're getting ripped off on trade. And the new normal is going to be, if somebody gets shot, you know, that guy that got shot in Oklahoma, it came out he had PCP in his system. He they couldn't predict how he was going to be. All right. So maybe the female officer got a little panicking, got too involved in the situation. It is life and death that they're dealing with. That situation in Charlotte, you know, they made a big deal about the video. They were screaming, pleading with him to drop the gun. He had a gun on him. I can't stand this police bashing. And we're going to go through four more years of this? I mean, if you're a cop, finally, they should be allowed to. Too bad. Trump is coming into San Antonio. A bunch of cops wore hats that said, make America great again. And then the Trump people posted on their social media feed. Good. At least somebody's going to defend them. What are they supposed to do? Go with Hillary that portrays them to be racists? That want to go after people and incite trouble? Let's go to line 8. Dave is listening on WDRC in Connecticut. Dave, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Dave.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good. Little bit of coffee. Listen, I will take them, put them on hold. But, folks, when you're waiting, I want to hear from you. The nation is waiting to hear from you. 10 million people listening. Nationwide, coast to coast, and around the world. You wanna bring it. Don't mumble. You wanna be as clear as possible. Let's go to line 3. Ara is listening on WMAL in Washington. Ara's up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Ara.
Hi. I would be considered a Syrian redneck. I'm from Syria. I'm a Christian, and there's a lot of Christian immigrants that are gonna be voting for Trump. Because that's exactly why we immigrated to this country, legally, to get away from Muslim extremists, and now they're coming here. It's unacceptable.
Well, thank you for the call, Ara. You know, it is unacceptable, and for those that are wondering what he's referring to, I mean, for former President Bill Clinton, you know, the Trump people, not only, that you need to understand, not only is Donald Trump under attack, but if you're a supporter, you're under attack. And we'll replay it again coming up next hour. But Bill Clinton took to the stump and basically was saying Trump supporters are all rednecks and they all just watch Fox News trying to make a parody of you. This goes back, do you remember President Obama out in San Francisco giving the speech? Well, you know, all they have is their guns and their Bibles. You know, it's such a negative to them. And the South better come out for Trump. The South better come out for Trump. There's Bill Clinton mocking West Virginia voters. Bunch of rednecks. And they just watch Fox News. No, the Trump supporters, as you tell me, it comes, there are people all different ways of life. And they're not just, it's not just Republicans. It's Democrats. It's independents. It's people that I've met. What do you think? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. I mean, look at what has taken place just in the past week and a half. And it's getting worse for the media as far as that tape with Billy Bush and Access Hollywood. It's now being reported that NBC, that they knew about it and they were holding on to it. And there's one report that they were going to try to edit out Billy Bush to save their guy. And then there's another story that says they were going to hold it to try to get it out a little closer to Election Day, and then a leaker got it out to the media. Dale is listening on line two on WFTL. Dale, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Dale.
Yes, I'm a black conservative. Love my country, and I hate what's going on with it. If I had to give Trump advice, I hope he's listening. I hope Michael's listening to tell Trump this. He needs to bring up uranium sales with dealing with Hillary. That would help sink her boat. And because women are the majority in this country, and then you got a lot of low information voters, Trump needs to reach out to them and talk down to their level, not down to them, but on their level where they understand what the results of not protecting our borders, letting all these vetted Syrians in this country. How, God forbid, I tell my friends, it's not an easy job being a black conservative. I'm converting a few people. It's difficult. I got half of my family mad at me. I got half of my church angry at me because I'm a black conservative. But I'm converting a few people. It's not an easy road. But I tell them like this, and Trump needs to talk on the level with individuals in their hearts.
But Dale, they're listening right now. You are being broadcast in New York. Trump Tower, they're listening. Talk directly to them. Tell them exactly what you think they should say. They're listening right now. Go ahead, Dale.
Right now, God forbid if Hillary gets in the White House and she lets all those thousands and thousands of those so many Syrians they want to bring extra that Obama already brings in. God forbid if you go to Walmart when you like to go shopping or you go to a movie or a football game and one of them refugees who's a radical has a belt on, and he wants to take you and your family to go see those 72 virgins. God forbid, can you imagine looking at your family member missing body parts? Can you imagine looking at your family member laying in a casket? Think yep. about that.
Well, Dale, thank you for the call. You know, that is the biggest thing, and it's all this foolishness of Access Hollywood and everything else. They're taking away from the major issues, which I still think it's security. It is security. It is the borders. Nothing else matters if the nation, if people, if you don't feel safe. We're going to come back, take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. The doctor will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, let's go out to your phone calls. Line 8 is Lewis listening on WABC in New York. Lewis, you're up on The Savage Nation. Hello.
Hello, John. Just to start the conversation, I am a Donald Trump supporter. But I do want to give you some bullet points about the youth, since I have two young ladies in college, and the mindset of the young people today. My daughters are employable. Lack of employment out there due to a lot of overseas jobs taken away from the youth. Housing, the housing market is untouchable for the youth. We have two polls going on. One, Donald will stimulate the economy, but I don't think the youth really can understand his dynamics. I think they see Hillary as a free ride or someone that can, get free education for them, possibly supplement what little incomes they have, college grads coming out of college making $15 an hour. It's crazy. Loans, $50,000 on the average coming out of a four-year university.
But, Lewis, one thing, thank you for the call. If anything, the polls are showing right now the 1 in 4 millennials are going to vote for a third-party candidate. A big problem for the people that, maybe you're down or you're afraid Hillary's going to win, a huge part of this is they're not going to vote. They are not going to vote for her. She has not locked up that vote. And the Bernie Sanders supporters, everything they're seeing with all these leaked emails that it was a rigged game and they were rigging the election against him, they are not with Hillary. The website is michaelsavage.com. John DePietro in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Now, some will say, you know, we've always had hurricanes. They've always been destructive, and that's true. But Hurricane Matthew was likely more destructive because of climate change. Right now, the ocean is at or near record high temperatures, and that contributed to the torrential rainfall and the flash flooding that we saw in the Carolinas.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. The doctor will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, we'll take your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Remember our website, michaelsavage.com. Scorched earth. Not only is it the new strategy of the Trump campaign, it is 3 weeks, New York Times bestseller list, Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, written by the one and only Dr. Michael Savage. Deplorables must act now. So you can order at the website. You'll also see many stories out there, such as Scorched Earth, the latest on Crooked Hillary. Also, this plane crash in Connecticut that I'm going to tell you about. You can get the latest news headlines, subscribe to the Savage newsletter, and follow Dr. Savage on both Facebook and also on Twitter at Savage Nation. So that was Hillary Clinton yesterday in Florida, basically blaming Hurricane Matthew on Donald Trump and the Republicans. Someone from the UN came out today and also said that it would be a disaster climate-wise if Trump somehow... I mean, folks, have you ever heard such accusations that are being thrown in the Trump direction? Wall Street Journal, they do have the story that I'm going to talk about, and I want to know what you think of the new Trump strategy. But the latest now, officials in Connecticut, the Connecticut crash pilot was from Jordan, forced by the family to learn to fly. This is from Fox. The FBI now investigating the crash. Small plane in East Hartford, calling an intentional act. Details behind the crash are scarce, other than a report from his hospital bed. The surviving pilot said he and the student pilot who died in the crash got an argument mid-air. 28-year-old student pilot Faraz, wait for it, Mohammed Fratik, a Jordanian national, told the pilot, "I don't want to fly anymore. My parents are forcing me to fly." Moments later, the plane crashed. Why are these parents from Jordan forcing their student to learn how to fly an airplane? How many people listening right now have ever forced their children, "You must learn how to fly a plane"? 1-855-400-7282. How can you even be on the fence in this election, folks? I mean, Hillary is talking about bringing in more refugees. It's all about the children. Open borders. So the Wall Street Journal had the story this morning. Trump's new attack strategy aims curb Clinton vote. Forget about conventional wisdom. Go right to the core. Do you support Donald Trump and the strategy, which is no holds barred? He said it yesterday. "I'm no longer shackled. We're going on the attack. We are going to go after her with the emails and also former President Bill Clinton." How about those in the Clinton camp saying that it is unfair and they shouldn't allow demonstrators to come into a Clinton event wearing a shirt that says Bill Clinton is a rapist? What about freedom of speech? Do they have the right to do that? Do you notice that freedom of speech is under attack? Just like I mentioned, how about those police in San Antonio? San Antonio police will be disciplined. Why? They were wearing Trump caps, causing a stir in Texas. City officials are saying that they're going to be disciplined. Police for supporting Trump and wearing the hats. They should be punished for that. What about the violence towards police? I loved in the debate on Sunday night. Finally, Donald Trump, he's the only one, speaks out. We have to support the police. You can't have all this rioting. That's the new normal. Every time the police are in danger, someone fires at them. In Charlotte, that guy had a gun. He was ready to go out in a blaze of glory. The police defended themselves. We all heard on the tape, please drop the gun. Please drop the gun. And instead, he gets out and thinks he's going to have, he's a gunslinger. And then they flame up the whole thing. What did Hillary say after that? We must do something. This is wrong. The police shouldn't be firing at those people. They're there to serve them. So the police should lose their lives? All right, we're going to start off. Gabe on line two is listening. WDRC in Connecticut, where they had the plane crash. Gabe, this is John DePietro. You're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Gabe.
Hello, John. Yes.
Do you have any information for us on this Jordanian pilot that purposely crashed the plane?
I don't have any personal knowledge on that.
All right.
Calling
go right ahead.
Hartford. So a little bit close to home. I'm lucky to be alive today.
Yes. Go ahead, Gabe.
Hey, scorched earth. I want Donald Trump to take the gloves off, no holds barred. In terms of calling it scorched earth, I think that's a misnomer because of the negative connotation. That's what the Germans might have done in World War II. That's what President Obama is doing to our country. It implies doing things that are illegal and immoral. I think Donald Trump can put the pedal down and win this thing, but do it legally and with his decency and dignity intact.
Gabe, does it bother you that he goes after Hillary on those emails?
No, not at all. He's not making it up. It's true. We just want to pursue the truth. I just don't want him to make anything up like the Democrats would do about him. And the good thing is, he doesn't need to. The facts, the material is all there, John.
Now, what about, Gabe, you know, you saw Joy Behar on the View saying that any woman that accuses Bill Clinton of sexual assault, that woman is a tramp. Women that claim sexual assault are tramps. And how about the latest report now? So protesters, if you want to put on a T-shirt that says Bill Clinton is a serial rapist, they won't allow you to stand outside a Hillary rally. What about your freedom of speech, Gabe?
Well, I totally disagree with that. I mean, I guess I could see they wouldn't want someone with that T-shirt standing behind Hillary on camera, but outside, absolutely.
Thank you for the call, Gabe. Folks, look what happened in Chicago with those Black Lives Matter protesters that then disrupted the Trump rally in Chicago. And think of the Trump rallies. How many times have they had to stop as they then lead them out because they're screaming and yelling? They want to stand there, hold up a sign. They're allowed to do it. Joy Behar on The View. Any woman, those women, they're claiming sexual assault. They're tramps. Think what that says to a young woman on a college campus. Joy Behar, host of The View. You want to step forward? You're a tramp if you want to claim sexual assault. What an absolute disgrace. The double standard. I mean, does it ever end? Line 9. Tom is listening on KLIF. Tom, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how are you doing? I just wanted to... I know we got a lot of young voters who are going to be voting for the first time this year, and they're very smart. But this email situation is really... all of the facts are not out. I retired after 18 years in the Pentagon. Just retired 3 years ago. And saw a lot of White House directives and executive orders and things that were done to computers to lock down the USB port and the CD drive so that information could not be transferred off of the computers. So what had to happen in order to get information from one network to the other network? First off, there are two separate networks in the military or in the government. There's a NIP.
What do you make of her saying she didn't know what the C stood for? Do you believe that?
What the C stands for.
Thank you for the call, Tom. That's what she claimed. That's why I'm glad Trump went after her at the debate. And, folks, I don't think they've even brought it out enough. I mean, I know people are busy, but these latest emails that have been leaked, the fact that they were sending questions ahead of time of town hall meetings and some of the conversations between Podesta And, you know, the whole element of Catholic bashing that has gone on. And then making fun of the Bernie voters. You know, his people will think they've won something. If you're a Sanders supporter, I just don't know how you can support it. But if they want to bring out the truth on Trump, why not bring out the truth on the Clintons? Let's go to line three. Joe is listening on WABC in New York. Joe, this is John DePietro. You're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Joe.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. The reason why I called was about the discipline of San Antonio officers. I'm retired New York State Police. And I got to tell you, they made a mistake, all right? When you're in law enforcement, you need to be fair and impartial. Wearing a hat like that really cuts into that. Relative to discipline, it shouldn't be very severe at all. It should be very minimal, like, hey, don't do it again. Explain it to them why you can't do that. You need to be fair and impartial out there. You are part of a paramilitary institution, and you need to have discipline.
But, Joe, in New York City, do you mean to tell me that if a New York City cop showed up somewhere on duty wearing a pin that said Black Lives Matter, would Mayor de Blasio say anything critical of him or her?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. No, you're...
Well, then, come on. You can't have it both ways, then, Joe.
I know what you're saying, but it doesn't matter. And his supervisors would have to tell him to take that pin off, period. Case closed. Relative to the politicians, what they would do... Yeah, they might take them under their arms or under their wing, but still, you cannot, as a law enforcement officer, you need to be fair and impartial. When you get out to a scene, no matter what the job is or the call is, whether it's domestic, whatever, fair and impartial, period.
I know, you know, in a perfect, thank you for the call, Joe, in a perfect world, but the story that Joe is referring to is apparently now the San Antonio police chief is vowing he's going to discipline more than a dozen officers that is seen in a Donald Trump campaign video wearing Make America Great caps while in uniform. So they're upset about it, and they're going to go after these men and women wearing the hats. Hey, listen, it's not easy being law enforcement, never mind in this day and age, and that's who they're going to punish. Don't you think that's a double standard? Where, again, I mean, look at what has happened, where they inflame things in Ferguson, inflame things in Charlotte, inflame things in New York. Look at what was going on in Louisiana. Or in Dallas. And if you had a law enforcement officer show up for a Hillary Clinton event, and if he or she were wearing a Black Lives Matter pin, they would be saluted. They would be commended. But because they're wearing a Trump hat, suddenly now they're in trouble. I think it's wrong. We'll find out what you think. 1-855-400-7282. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Should be able to go. You know, I don't think it's too much to ask somebody to show some kind of an ID.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, you have to show an ID for everything else.
Right, you go into a building, you got to show them your ID.
Yeah. Well, you're the Democratic, you're the commissioner, you said, of the Democratic Election Commissioner. So if you think there's voter fraud and you think there should be voter ID, why don't people listen to you? I mean...
Well, that's because the New York State Legislature makes the laws. I don't make the laws.
There's a lot of absentee ballot fraud, too.
Oh, there's thousands of absentee ballots. I know where they came from.
Isn't that pathetic? You're listening to the Savage Nation. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. New York Democrat Election Commissioner Alan Shulkin. There's a lot of voter fraud. Let me ask you a question, and we'll take your phone call. No matter where you're listening, at 1-855-400-7282. Whether you're listening in Florida or California or New York or anywhere where you're listening, explain to me why someone should not have to show an ID when you go to vote. No matter what ballpark, you go to an NFL stadium this Sunday, you have to show an ID in order to buy whatever, a Coors Light, a Bud Light. Explain to me how or why it's asking too much for someone to say you are who they say they are. It is such nonsense. It makes no sense at all. Either you have an ID or you don't have an ID. You can't function in our society without an ID. You don't have to be a driver. You can't go to a doctor. You can't go to a hospital. You can't go to a nursing home. You can't do anything without an ID. You can't get on an airplane. Why do we allow people to vote? And in New York, with all the massive fraud, I'll tell you why. Because of voter fraud with the Democrats. That's all it is. Let's go after your phone calls. Line 5, Michael is listening on WMAL in Washington. Michael, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Michael.
Good afternoon. Since this goes to Trump Plaza, I would love for Donald to get back to making sure everybody realizes he's not a politician. He doesn't have to take money from anyone. That's why the Democrats and the good old boy Republicans are scared of him. He has shaken up more than anybody in my whole life that I've ever heard of.
Now, they're listening. I got an email from them. Talk directly to them and his team. Go ahead.
And secondly, what a lot of people in this country do not realize, 75 to 80% of all your college and university professors in the United States are liberal Democrats. My daughter went to NYU. She was afraid to let anyone know that she was a Republican. She was afraid. I mean, this is unreal. But it's like Hitler teaching our youth. That's who's teaching our youth, is these liberal Democrats. And till something changes, I'm not sure the Republicans have a chance anymore.
Well, the thing is, thank you for the call, Michael. The real answer to me is that they're reaching out outside the party. If it was just going to be Republicans, you're probably right. But look at the amount of people that you see that go to these Trump rallies. And maybe you're one of them. Maybe you're one of those people. I hear from people all the time. We've heard them today. They've never voted, haven't voted, first-time voting Republican, but they're willing to go with Trump. But voter ID, why is that allowed in New York? Why would you allow voter fraud? Why should somebody be able to get away with showing up? How do you not have an ID? Would you hire someone that doesn't have an ID? You can't drive. You can't travel. You can't buy anything. Why do we let people vote? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
If somebody does something terrible or shows themselves to be unqualified for an office, I can forgive them, I suppose, if they're sincere about it, but I don't want them necessarily leading the country, right? So you can't have it both ways here. You can't repeatedly denounce what is said by someone and then say, but I'm still going to endorse them to be the most powerful person on the planet and to put them in charge.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Never fear, the doctor will be back tomorrow. That's the voice of President Obama once again slamming Donald Trump. For all the latest news and headlines, visit the website. It's michaelsavage.com. Also, what's the Wall Street Journal calling the Trump strategy? Scorched Earth. Well, Scorched Earth also happens to be the name of the New York Times. Three weeks in a row, bestseller, Scorched Earth by Dr. Michael Savage, available right now at michaelsavage.com. You can also sign up, as I said, the newsletter, and also get the latest news headlines. And follow Dr. Savage on Facebook and also follow him on Twitter. Washington Post reporter gave former White House senior counselor John Podesta advice, reassuring she was withholding information about the links to a Democratic mega donor. These are just some of the things that have come out. And you really see, you know, you keep hearing about WikiLeaks and the different documents that have been released. What you need to know is it shows hand the glove, the Clinton people working with a more than willing, very liberal, biased media. Let's get out to your phone calls. Line 3, is Lynn, listening on WMAL. Lynn, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Lynn.
Yes, I wanted to comment on the voter ID situation and why I think that, you know, that there's not a call for it or that it is illegal. It's because the Democrats are trying to be politically correct, and we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings by, you know, asking for their ID, especially if they're, you know, not from this country. And, you know, and that's a good way to get votes from unregistered and unvetted people from other countries.
Well, Lynn, I think you're being kind. You're saying that they just don't want to offend anyone. Don't you think it goes a lot deeper than that? It's not that they don't want to offend anyone, Lynn. They don't mind offending the Republican they defeat. This is about voter fraud, Lynn. Lynn, but tell me what you think. Does that seem unreasonable? That if you go to your polling place and they ask you for a photo ID to prove you are who you say you are and you live where you say you live, is that offensive to you?
Absolutely not. I mean, I, you know, of all places, that to me, is right up there with, you know, showing your ID to get on a plane or, you know, to get in somewhere with, you know, relatively high security. I mean, it just shows how far the Democrats will go to get the vote.
Well, Lynn, thank you for the call. Let's take it a step farther. I mean, if you were to say to someone, are you sure that looks like you? Because the person in the photo looks thinner or looks younger. Then that might be somewhat politically incorrect, offensive. But you tell me, and what she's referring to is in New York, they're basically admitting there's massive voter fraud. They won't do anything about it. They're not going to make anyone show an ID. Who listing right now? No matter where you are, whether you're in Minnesota or Michigan or Louisiana or Texas, who listening to me right now, you would be offended. You go to the polling place and they say, would you mind presenting an ID? Why? Why would that be offensive? Call in. Maybe you've never called before. 1-855-400-7282. I want to hear why that would be offensive. Let's go to line one. Maria is listening on great radio station WABC New York. Maria, this is John DePietro in for Dr. Savage, and you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Maria.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've been sitting here for the past 2 days, livid, and wanting to write everyone that I could think of, blah, but I don't do that, you know, whatever, hashtag, all that. I don't have that access. This is my thing. They've been talking about Donald Trump and what he said on a bus, jokingly, whatever. The women seem to be okay with it. We're like, move on. You know, that's not the bigger picture. The Democrats have honored Jay-Z in the White House.
Yep.
Out of his own mouth, in a documentary, said that he ran guns and drugs from New York up and down the East Coast. His wife gyrates. That's how she makes her living.
Yep.
In front of children, and they honor these people, but yet they are all of a sudden saints, and they're talking about one time that Donald Trump, in a little private moment, jokingly with another, trying to impress, you know, a younger, entertaining type of personality. I mean, they are really, I don't know why no one is talking about the types of people that have gone into the White House. They say the N-word, there's all these thugs, and they're honored. In the meantime, this man said this one thing off the cuff. Okay, maybe there are other things that people say. You know, all of us have a past of some sort. It may have said something that was not tasteful. But
Maria, you're right about Jay-Z, because there was a book out, a woman, I think she was in Washington, D.C., and she wrote a story, or wrote a book, I should say. It came out just in the past couple of years about she used to do some of these rap videos and everything else, and she said when she agreed and met Jay-Z, within 5 minutes, they went for a ride in his car, and he was basically sliding on a condom and forcing her to perform oral sex. And, you know, Maria, that is a very good point, and no one brings that up. That type of individual is welcomed at the White House, it's not frowned upon, it's not condoned, and they're ready to nail Trump to a cross.
And this other thing, I don't want to let Donna, what's her name, off the hook, the
Brazil.
New chair, because why are we going to accept that she's denying it when we're accepting, when we're, you know, we're believing that other things that are in WikiLeaks are, you know.
That's right.
True.
Maria, thank you for the call. That is a very good point. Let's go to line four. Melvin is listening on WGDJ in New York. Melvin, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Melvin.
Yes. And good afternoon to President Trump. I'm a black conservative. I've just changed my affiliation from independent to all the way to the conservative party. It won't take effect to the Republican Party until after the general election. But I'm a former Democrat, and really ashamed to say so. But the rub that I have with this the RNC that it just like rats overboard, jumping ship from a man who wants to take and turn this country around,
yep.
Give back to the people, not
That's
to the,
right.
not let the corrupt take it and run with it. And as far as I've lost family. I mean, I'm just about ready to lose a relationship with my brother over this election, and his views and my views. Friends, if they weren't my friends, they must not have been my friends from the beginning. If they can't see which way this country is going, and Mr. Trump, I know you want to take this country back and turn the ship around and get it sailing in the right direction again. The blacks that I know, I've been telling them, you've got to get off of this Democrat plantation. Hillary Clinton is the overseer. She is the one cracking that whip on you every 4 years. The man
That's right.
That you vote for her. And after the 4 years, you won't be able to find her with a search warrant. After she gets your vote, you won't be able to find her with a search warrant.
Melvin, you've shown you're exactly right about that. If she ever were to get elected, she's going to go in hiding. You're never going to see President Hillary Clinton. She's going to be behind closed doors. Let's face it, she's not well. The health is not well. There's still something wrong there. But Melvin, you sound like someone of tremendous courage and conviction. I feel awful though. Tell us about the rift with your brother.
Well, it was over a Facebook posting I had put up. And, you know, he come back and he said, well, you don't speak for me, this and that and the other, because I was saying that, you know, that the black folks have been getting the short end of the stick for over 100 years, and that it's time that here's a fellow who wants to be, give you an opportunity to earn your way in this world, in this society, with a decent job, to where one paycheck can raise a family. You can make put it away as for a saving. You can make that car note your mortgage, you know, with a good paying job. It bring manufacturing back to this country and make America the shining city on the hill again. And us,
Melvin, that's beautiful. Melvin, what do you want to say in closing to Mr. Trump? What do you want to tell him?
I don't want to lose. And you stand your ground and please, as been said all around, when they attack you, you redirect and you throw it back at her. You just you ride her into the ground like a government mule. Don't give up. Don't let up on her. Please.
Thank you for the call, Melvin. Let me go to line eight. Mark is listening on KFAY in Arkansas. Mark, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mark.
My first thing is that I think it's a good thing that the Republicans are running away from it, because he didn't run on platform was against the establishment, and the Republicans are trying to run around going, oh, we have to save the White House, or not just save the White House, we have to save the House and the Senate. Well, if they're not going to do what's good for the country, then they need to get the hell out anyway. I mean, that's how we got to where we are in the first place.
Mark, does Donald Trump need to reach out and try to make peace and get the blessing from the Republican establishment in Washington?
Okay, I can understand how.
No, I'm asking you the question. I'm asking you that.
No, because the Republican establishment and that we have right now haven't done anything that really warrants the down.
That warrants that, Mark. You're exactly right. I mean, thank you for the call. Spit it out. Listen, look at the favorability. In Washington right now, how people feel about Congress. Even on Morning Joe, they were saying, who's more popular in the Republican Party, Donald Trump or Paul Ryan? It is not even close. Why would he follow them? Would you follow the advice of how to win a presidential election from Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio or some Rick Santorum or Huckabee or some of these other people that just got bounced out of the race? Why would you follow their lead? They clearly don't know how to win. 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Nathan is listening on WDRC in Connecticut. Nathan, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, how you doing today?
Very well. Go right ahead, Nathan.
Just a couple quick things. First off, that plane crash that you mentioned in Connecticut, I missed being hit by that by about 2.5 minutes. I actually live like a quarter mile away down from there, and it was, I was driving down Main Street and didn't see it, saw the plume of smoke and fire, though. And in relation to that, something in regards to homegrown terror, I think a lot of this is being propelled by not necessarily immigrants coming over immediately, it's their children who hear their parents talk so fondly about their own country.
Yep.
And then,
thank you for the call, Nathan. You know, that happened with the Boston Marathon bomber, where the mother was constantly going off on that stuff. Pam on line 5 is listening on WMAL. Hello, Pam. Pam on line 5 is on the Savage Nation. Hello, Pam.
Hello, I'm here. Thank
you. Go right ahead.
Paul. I just wanted to make a comment earlier. We're talking about how she didn't know what the C was on a classified email. Well,
yes.
I'm a DOD Navy contractor, and I am forced to take cybersecurity training 3 times a year with hands-on and role-play, going through an inbox and have to answer correctly the questions on what's classified and what's not. And I find her totally above the law, that if I had done that, I wouldn't even be in, I would lose my job, my security clearance.
Yeah. And you raise a very good point, Pam, and that is, thank you for the call. If she were in that position and didn't know what it meant, then I think we all can agree that maybe she should not have been in that position. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, who will be back tomorrow. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You know, look, man, the other guy's base is what I grew up in. You know, I'm basically your standard redneck.
What an insult. That is former President Bill Clinton making fun of the people that are Trump supporters and also those in West Virginia. You're listening to the Savage Nation. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Let's go out to line 8. Maggie is listening on WJR. Maggie, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, how are you today?
Well, go right ahead, Maggie.
You know what bothers me is I hear these, you know, I hear people jumping up and calling Clinton a rapist, and then he calls them a redneck. This back and forth on both sides with the name calling and these peripheral issues doesn't help me figure out what's going to happen to my health care plan this fall. And I just think the media on both sides and the voters should really demand more focus on the real issues that impact my everyday life and everyone else's. And that's pretty much my thoughts on the matter.
Well, and Maggie, but, you know, part of it, if you've been watching the debates, the media keeps going after Trump on all these personal issues. And you're saying, is that the number one, like, if you know, the next debate, is that what you want to hear about where they are on health care?
Absolutely, because I'm one of the folks who did not vote for President Obama, and I ended up with a health care plan where my deductibles doubled, my premiums increased. And, you know, in a couple of months, I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford my health care, but I keep hearing about all of these more tantalizing, titillating issues, like who slept with who, who's calling who name today. And I'm sitting, you know, as a 47-year-old single woman thinking, is my health care going to go up to $800 a month? And no one's really outlined real plans, I think, for real solutions for the American people on that and a whole host of issues. We keep drifting back into argumentative things that aren't
mattering. Well, you know, it's Trump has a right to defend himself, though, Maggie, and it's really the Clinton team and also the media that drags him into it. The website is michaelsavage.com. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro filling in for Dr. Michael Savage. Never fear, the doctor will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, visit the website. It's michaelsavage.com. You'll see Dr. Savage's new book, the bestseller, now 3 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, Scorched Earth. A few weeks left to get it for an undecided voter or for yourself. Scorched Earth, available at michaelsavage.com. Also on the website, check out the latest news, headlines. You can subscribe to the Savage newsletter and follow Dr. Michael Savage on both Facebook and on Twitter at Savage Nation. We're going to take your phone calls, 1-855-400-7282. Donald Trump did an interview with Fox News, and you know it's going to come down to this, and you're going to have to answer this question. Let's listen to it. Is the election going to be decided after everything that has happened, everything he's overcome, all the talk and the focus on security, on the wall, on how we're treated internationally, on trade, on improving the country, getting us back on track? Trump addressed, is this whole election going to be decided because of a hot mic on a bus of Access Hollywood with Billy Bush?
Locker room talk, and most people have heard it before, and I've had a lot of women come up to me and said, boy, I've heard that, and I've heard a lot worse than that over my life. And, you know, if that's why I'm going to lose an election, to get rid of ISIS and to create strong borders and rebuild our military and do all the things we're going to do, including Supreme Court judges and saving the Second Amendment because it's under siege with Hillary Clinton, or as I call her, Crooked Hillary, which is what she is. If that's what's going to take to lose an election, that would be pretty sad. Then I have to go back to my other life.
No one has condoned the language, but is that what's going to decide it? Are you content to sit back and let that happen? What about the other side? How about the fact, I just checked Breitbart, Trump campaign calls on Hillary Clinton to apologize, fire staff over anti-Catholic bigotry. Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, called for Hillary to apologize for her senior staff's criticism of Catholics. The new email release from WikiLeaks. And to fire those involved that were in, that that's what she told reporters today. The hostility to religious liberty, the beliefs that we hold as Catholics should not go unnoticed or unpunished. She needs to apologize. WikiLeaks revealed emails, Clinton's director of communication, Jennifer Palmieri, and John Halpin, who mocked conservative Christians and Catholics over email, saying we need the new wave. The rich friends wouldn't understand. You know, it is so insulting. And when you talk about insulting, you know, everyone is saying, folks, in the media, that it is the Trump people and Donald Trump is so insulting. How about the fact, we'll play it coming up, Bill Clinton now calling all the Trump supporters just a bunch of rednecks, and all they do is watch Fox News. You know, it is so one way and biased how they want to come down and insult you and insult you for your beliefs. And you're supposed to just blindly go along with the media and with the Clinton campaign. Let's get out to your phone calls. Line 9, Tom is listening on KLIF. Tom, you're up first this hour on The Savage Nation. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, good afternoon, John. What I wanted to say is extremely important to the young first-time voters, and they've got to understand how the email system works and what Hillary Clinton did, and the C does not stand for classified. The C stands for confidential.
There's two totally separate networks, a classified system and an unclassified system, and neither will touch each other. So you cannot send an unclassified email to a classified system, nor can you send a classified email to a non-classified system. So the only way it works, the only way you can get one over to the other, is you physically print it on a classified printer and scan it into the other system, into the unclassified system, and then it's in there, and there's not too much you can do about it. But I've also seen emails where Hillary Clinton has said to Cheryl Mills and Uma Aberdeen, when they were notified that you got something on the high side that you need to look at, and she'll say, well, fix it up and send it to me on the low side, which I know what that means. That means yep. Take the markings off, scan it, and send it to me on the low side. So nothing accidental happened. What happened had to be intentional, conniving, and directly ordered.
It was deliberate, Tom. You know, Tom, I think, and you tell me, but I think one of the most disingenuous things, and I'd love to hear a Clinton supporter try to defend this, but she said it again in the debate on Sunday night. When Hillary says, I admit it, I made a mistake, Tom, a mistake is something that happens once. This went on, as you know. This went on for a long period of time. They knew what they were doing was wrong. Everyone around her involved knew what they were doing was wrong. That's not a mistake. What do you think, Tom?
What I'm saying is it cannot happen as a mistake. It is physically impossible to happen as a mistake. Hmm. It has to be done directly.
What do you make of her, with your experience, her saying, I thought it was like A, B, and C, so when I saw the C, I just thought that was following letters A and B.
She's full of it. I mean, that's, you know, paragraph A, paragraph P, paragraph C. That's understandable. But on a classified system, there's three markings that'll happen on a classified system. That's U for unclassified, which you should never really put unclassified information on a classified system. That's almost as bad as the other way around. And then you should, and then there'd be an S for secret, and then C for confidential. On the unclassified system, you will never see an S for secret on an unclassified system.
Thank you for the call, Tom. Let me go to Peggy on line 8. Peggy's listening on WMAL in Washington. Peggy, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Savage, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Peggy.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very well, Peggy. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, my point has to do with exactly what the last caller was talking about and what you were talking about. What I would like Donald Trump to do, if he is indeed listening, is, and it seems like he shouldn't have to do this, but my husband and I watched the debates, and we want him to say, spell it out. Why is what Hillary did with her server important? She's a public servant. The Freedom of Information Act was enacted by the people.
Yep.
To let public servants know, we can view your communications.
Yes.
She specifically set up that server, private server, so that her communications would not be viewed.
That's right.
She's above the law.
That's right, Peggy. And Peggy, a huge part, the whole thing, everyone thought it was about Benghazi and everything else. Peggy, it was all about the Clinton Foundation. They were doing pay-to-play. I'll tell you something, Peggy. If you were at your last resort, you didn't know where to go, you didn't know what to do, you needed a major favor, if you were willing to put up the money, they would get you in front of her and she would intervene. Peggy, you're exactly right. He should explain better. It was a complete pay-to-play.
Well, exactly. And Benghazi does bother me. As a former Marine, I can't even begin to say how much that bothers me. But I hope Donald Trump spells it out during the next debate, because this is what this is about. We hope Donald Trump is going to do what he says he's going to do. We know Hillary Clinton feels like she's above the law.
Yep.
And she's in it for herself, and she's not in it for the American people.
No.
And I did want to comment on this comment by Bill Clinton about rednecks.
Go ahead.
I'm an Ivy League educated. I actually went to the university that Trump went to. I went to the University of Pennsylvania. I have a law degree. I have the privilege to live around rednecks here.
Hmm.
In Virginia, who've lost their jobs. They're hardworking people.
Yep.
They want to raise their families. They're patriotic.
Yes.
These people are so so in the Washington bubble that they don't even know that that's a compliment.
Well, you know, Peggy, I mean, to the Clintons, and for Bill Clinton, for those that missed it, him saying, well, you know, the Trump supporters are just a bunch of rednecks. You know, Peggy, that is, they are such elitist. They think they're above everyone else. And Peggy, they, you know, when you're at a Trump rally, if ever gone, you see people that have fought for the country, that, you know, truly salute the flag. To them, you know, as Jack Nicholson said in A Few Good Men, to them, it's just a punchline. I mean, the Clinton people, and for Bill Clinton to call Trump supporters just a bunch of rednecks, Peggy, that is insulting. They look down upon the average American.
Right, and frankly, it's a compliment, because redneck meant you worked in the field hard and your neck got sunburned.
That's right.
People are hardworking people.
Yep.
And Clinton and her ilk want to look down their noses at these people. Shame on them.
Yeah. You know, no, you're exactly right, Peggy. Thank you for the call. You know, it was also in one of the emails, folks, where they were joking. I don't know if they were joking, but they were basically saying that Hillary Clinton couldn't stand the average American. Let's go to line three. Gary's listening on WABC in New York. Gary, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Gary.
Darren, just picture Trump snapping his fingers and singing Splish Splash. And folks out there who should know, I just want to let them know, this election is going to come down to six states. It's going to come down to Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, Virginia, New Hampshire, Nevada. Watch those states. Trump cannot really lose any of them. He could probably lose the two small ones, but the big four ones he cannot lose. If he wins them, he's the next president. But the thing with me, and I'm really bothered by this too, because I've said all along the biggest issues in this country today are immigration, legal and illegal immigration, because legally, the animals that attacked us inside the country the last several years have come here illegally, whether it was the Boston animals or the animals in California or the animal down in Florida or the animals we had up here in New York a couple of weeks ago. So the bottom line is the immigration, legal and illegal immigration, is the biggest winning issue out there in America today. And if it's not addressed, this country is done. We will not be able to revisit it. After 9/11, I said, the people get mad when I said the Muslims would become more powerful in America. Think of the mindset of the American people at the time when I said that. Now, the things I said that they'd become more powerful, more populated. They'll come in here. Even more Muslims will come in. American women will marry Muslims. The Boston animal is married to an American woman. We in New York City, we have public schools get off on Muslim holidays, ironically, right after 9/11 when it fell on Sunday this year. So this is the bottom line. You will never be able to revisit the immigration issue unless it's dealt with now. And there's a lot of young people out there listening. They were little kids during 9/11.
Yep.
Some of them 20 years ago obviously weren't even born. They should know that there were two Americans, two individuals who were fighting the invasion of America 20 years ago. It was Patriot Jay Buchanan and the legendary caller to talk radio, Steve from Manhattan.
All right. Thank you for the call. I don't know about Steve from Manhattan, but also where Gary's calling from. I mean, the news of today is that plane that went down to Connecticut. That was a Jordanian that purposely crashed that plane. His parents were forcing him to take flight lessons. Connecticut's in the tri-state area. The Connecticut is New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Right there, outside of Manhattan, you have someone purposely crashing a plane. You're listening to The Savage Nation. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, taking your phone calls. 1-855-400-7282. Is there voter fraud in New York City? Where do we play for you the sound? It's coming up next right here on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
She made me go. I went down to West Virginia to talk about this because she said, there's no way we can carry it now. I said, no way. I said, you know, first of all, they only watch Fox News.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. That is former President Bill Clinton. Boy, the insults just keep coming. What did he say? Wow, they're a bunch of rednecks, and they all watch Fox News. What's wrong with that? Fox is number one. What would be wrong? What should they be watching? You know, it is just one insult after another with this crowd. Let's go to line six. Ken is listening on WMAL in Washington. Ken's on The Savage Nation. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hey there.
Voters in the state of Virginia. My wife and I just moved here from South Carolina, and we are voting for Trump.
Look at that.
Yes, sir. And I got a question. I'm not sure what the status would be. You got Ryan and the rest of these redneck Republicans, rebel Republicans that have ran away from Trump. And what are they going to do when Trump's president and his appointments and his nominees, are they going to run from them too? They've taken a vow that they were going to support his people, but are they going to run from them? Are they going to disavow all of his appointments and his nominees?
That's a good question, Ken. But, Ken, I don't, maybe I'm wrong, but I would think that people like yourself and other people that are going to vote for him, they would hold their feet to the fire and make it very clear they're there in Washington, they're there to represent the people, and this inside game of money has got to come to an end. Don't you think that, I mean, you sound like the type that you and your wife, you would hold your representative accountable and to put forth that Trump agenda. Am I wrong?
Absolutely, I will. But, you know, we've got a whole nation to deal with these situations, and I'm not sure every state and every representative is going to follow that lead. I don't know.
Well, you know, that you raise a good point, and thank you for the call. And Bill O'Reilly was trying to bring that up last night on Fox, saying, you know, you need to work with Ryan. I don't know about you. I don't want someone that's going to work with them. They've had a chance. They don't get it done. I think you want someone that's going to do why you voted for them to get them there. Let's go to line three. Jerry's listening on WABC in New York. Jerry's up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Jerry.
Well, how's it going, John? Great. And, you know, things that get me mad about these elections and anything that goes on, I noticed like 2 or 3 weeks ago when they had that lunatic planted that pressure cooker bomb in New York City, they would not release the video of him, and they had it in almost practically real time of them him doing it, and we want to know what he looks like right away so we can identify him and get the animal off the street. So he can't plant secondary bombs or plant a bomb the next day, which he did in a New Jersey railroad station. So the bottom line here is, to me, they are protecting the Muslims in America. For whatever reason that they want to do this, they're doing it. I can give you a good example of what corporate America is doing, because I'm well and you know, entwined into it.
Well, Jerry, just say, though, with the point you were just making, which was a good one, and Jerry, thank you for the call. When the president had that press conference, he did not want to say, he kept saying it was a suspect, and they already shot the guy. He didn't want to say his name. Jerry raises a very valid point. What about the public's right to know over political correctness? You're listening to The Savage Nation. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. More of your phone calls coming up.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. He will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, you can log on to the website. It's michaelsavage.com. What are they saying about the Trump campaign? It's going to be scorched earth. That's the name of Dr. Savage's new best-selling book, Scorched Earth, available right now, at michaelsavage.com. Hey, is someone that you know, family member, maybe someone you work with, undecided? Give them Scorched Earth. Dealing with life in America after the Obama presidency. Scorched Earth, available at michaelsavage.com. Well, you can also check out the latest news, headlines, subscribe to the Savage newsletter, and as always, follow Dr. Savage on social media, Facebook, and also on Twitter. It's A Savage Nation. Our phone number is 1-855-400-7282. How bad is voter fraud? Well, the New York Democrat Election Commissioner, Alan Shulkin, he was being interviewed. And listen to what he said. Now think of this. Is this asking too much? You want to vote? You got to prove you are who you are? Listen to what he said about the mayor of New York, Mayor de Blasio.
De Blasio just gave out ID cards. He gave out ID cards. De Blasio. You don't have, you know, that's in lieu of a driver's license, that you can use it for anything. Well, they didn't vet the people to see who they really are. Anybody could go in there and say, I'm Joe Smith, I want an ID card. It's absurd.
Boy, and doesn't he seem concerned about it? De Blasio, just giving out. You don't have to vet them. Just giving out. ID cards. I want an ID card. There you go. Massive voter fraud. You know, Trump had warned about this. Didn't he warn about it? He warned about it. Linda on line 6 is listening on KSFO. Linda, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Linda.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. I just heard your voter fraud bit, and that's just one of the many issues. I think why I wanted to come on the line is based on what I've been hearing from other callers and based on what I've been hearing from Donald Trump during the debates. I think that this next debate, the tactic that should be taken, really should be two things not to do, not to attack, not to say that there shouldn't be discussion, and not to not get into detail about issues which have been discussed. What I think should be done are three things during the next debate. One is to specifically address, as the caller who is a lawyer mentioned, issues in a way that really, really pound into the speech what exactly Hillary Clinton has done wrong and why. So I agree that that's the way to go about it, not so much to talk about he's going to go after her or those types of things, kind of rising above it in a manner that really explains why what you've done is wrong, why that's a betrayal to the American public. And
what's the big issue for you, Linda? I mean, did you watch the debate on Sunday night? I thought he won the debate. I thought he was very on point. I thought he scored a lot of points. I think he, you know, bringing out the fact that she didn't follow the law 30 years, she didn't accomplish anything. But if I would ask you, Linda, what's the issue that you would perk up on that you say, this is what I want him to focus on, just for you?
Well, for me, I think going back to, I really want him to talk about all of these main issues, the health care and the immigration, and how he's going to address these issues.
Okay.
And I think the other issue that I think is critical and is truly critical is that I feel that the Democrat Party is trying, and it started with Hillary's comments on deplorables a while back, on kind of typecasting the voters and shaming the folks who either are thinking of voting for Trump or those others who are maybe Democrats to feel more empowered that they are right. I think he needs to turn that around. That's a key point. So like the redneck comment, I think it's about turning around and putting it back onto the Democrats in terms of their insults to the American people. So that's a key pivotal point that he needs to attack.
You'd like to, thank you for the call, Linda. You'd like to hear that instead of, you know, that was his line when he said you'd be in jail or said I'd get a special prosecutor. I mean, there are sections being written now, stories being written that's what needs to happen. And you should never forget that. I mean, as much as they want to go after Trump and Billy Bush and Access Hollywood bus and everything, folks, she went around the law, the FBI, part and parcel. President Obama got involved. I thought it was very effective when he reminded everyone that the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, sat on that runway with Bill Clinton. The fact, the treatment the FBI allowed Hillary, the fact they didn't film her deposition, the fact that they did come out and say just how egregious it was, how she had deleted those emails, I think that's a huge part of it with the trust issue. But what you also have to understand, he's trying, but it is so lopsided. Don't you feel it's lopsided with the media and the way they're trying to pin everything, and afterwards they're in such a hurry to go after every little thing. They are trying to dictate exactly what the issues are going to be. Let's go to line 7. Daniel is listening on KLIF. Daniel, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Daniel.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
The issue I'm calling about is this information about how classified information has to be printed from one system and scanned into another system. That kind of blows away Hillary's claim that it was more convenient to use a private server, because that doesn't sound convenient to me.
That is a very good point, Daniel. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for the call. You know, that has never been highlighted enough, and I know listeners like you that listen to the Savage Nation, you know about the email scandal. A lot of people, it goes over the head of a lot of people. They don't understand it. They know something wrong. But I've heard from people that say, you know, I find doing email confusing sometimes. It kind of gets lost. What it had to do was really going around the system, with the Clinton Foundation and the pay to play. If you wanted an audience with her, you had to pay, and you had to pay big time. And even the amount of money that the Clintons have made, they were selling influence. It's the worst form of government. If you went to your town hall, wherever you're listening right now, anywhere coast to coast, even around the world, but especially everywhere in the United States, you can hear me. If you went there and said to whatever, someone on the on a building authority or something like that, that you wanted to put an addition on your home or you wanted to put a shed in your yard, whatever it may be, and if you started to get, they were shaking you down for a bribe. Is there anything worse than that? Anything, you know, I want to do something legal. I'm a homeowner and I have to pay you off. I mean, that's what they were doing. And that is the real crime of why the server was set up, was to end around the system. We had a great caller earlier that said that's really what it's about, that we are above the law, we don't follow the law, it's none of your business. Even though it's supposed to be public record, we're going to do an end around, and we're going to hide these so people can't see. They were selling influence. And you think it's going to end now? It is going to go into high gear in the billions if they capture the White House. Think about it. A regular speaker on the circuit, how much do you think someone like that gets? $100,000 for a speech? And I mean like the high-level people that go out and give speeches. Maybe for an after-dinner, a conference, something like that. They get huge amounts of money. $100,000, maybe what, $125,000? She was getting $250,000 for a 15-minute speech. And that, most of the time, if you give a speech like that, you have to spend the day with the people. You have to have dinner with them. They do a cocktail party beforehand. Everyone gets a photo. They call it a meet and greet. They want an hour speech. They want questions. You got to do photos afterwards. Listen, you're getting a lot of money, but they take up a lot of your time. Her, boom, 15 minutes in and out, no photos, no meet and greet. What would she possibly say to command $250,000 for a 15-minute speech? What was the content? When you think about it, they must have been the greatest speeches in the world. Who else would pay that? You can get this person for $125,000, or for $250,000, you get Hillary. But you get the influence. That's what it comes down to. Why do you think the same thing with former President Bill Clinton? You need something done in a country? You're in luck. He can be there next month to give a speech. It's going to cost you $250,000 or more to pay him. He'll come and give the speech. It's really about access. Let's go to Darnell on line 5, listening on WMAL in Washington. Darnell, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Darnell.
Hi, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Very welcome.
I would like to rapid fire some issues real quick, if you don't mind. First of all, on the next debate, I really feel like Donald Trump can continue to attack, but at the same time, he needs to be ready with bullet point rapid fire. I mean, they talk about health care, he goes 1, 2, 3, boom. These are the things I'm going to do. Same thing when it comes to taxes. Same thing when it comes to immigration. I mean, bullet point. I mean, just nail them home and then pivot back to the corruption. Now, the main reason I called was about the voter ID issue, but I have 5 quick bullet points that I'd like to get through. First of all, Paul Ryan, Republican Party, you guys are professional politicians, and you know that when somebody says something that's out of line or out of character, you don't answer for them. You say, look, I don't agree with those comments. You need to go talk to Donald Trump. And you just leave it alone. You walk away. They're too ambitious to wash him away, and it's gonna hurt them in the long run. Number two, I think everybody should be relaxed a little bit. I mean, the media is panicking right now because Donald Trump is wiping the floor with her. He's winning in every online poll that I've seen. I mean, 100,000 to 12,000, they say that they're skewed. They're not skewed. Donald Trump is going to win in a landslide. And then the voter ID issue. It is against the law in almost every state in this country to go around without an ID. When the police pull you over, they say, hey, I need to see your ID. Whether you're driving, whether you're not driving, they ask the passenger for an ID. If you fail to produce an ID, it's a civil fine of $100.
Well, Darnell, then why would someone be allowed to vote without an ID?
It's simple corruption. They want to stay in power. They say that it's something else. They say that it's voter suppression. They say whatever. These are liberal states we're talking about. New York, Maryland. You know, these liberal states force you to pay that $100 fine. And then when you, it only costs $45 to go get an ID card. So why would they make you pay a $100 fine to for not having an ID when they're liberal run states? It's okay for you to pay that civil fine. But when it comes to the election, you can't buy a $45 ID card. I mean, come on now.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right, Darnell. Thank you for the call. Let me go to Pete on line 8, who's listening on KERN. Pete, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Pete.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. The point I wanted to make is that Hillary, if I could talk to Donald Trump, I would tell him just to continue to keep bringing up her past. Yep. For 30 years of public service, 35 years. She's a wore out, regrouped, recap tire, and we're fixing to put her on the steering tire of the nation. They say that she's the smartest lady in the world. Seems like every time she does something, she gets busted, and she has to either spin it or apologize for it.
That's a good point.
The other thing that I wanted to say is I think everybody's seen the movie Titanic. It wasn't the part of the iceberg that was above the water that sank the ship. It was the part that was below the water. So all I can say is that if we elect this woman, God help us, because the stuff that's underneath the water that you cannot see is probably 20 times more than what we know about.
You know, Pete, thank you for the call, Pete. That would be a big thing. And whether or not you'd ever even see her again, I believe, like a lot of people, don't you think she would just disappear into the White House? And when would you ever see? Think how long she went without the press conferences and addressing people. No, this would be a president in hiding. The website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. More of your phone calls coming up. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
The fact that now you've got people saying, well, we strongly disapprove. We really disagree. We find those comments disgusting, but we're still endorsing him. We still think he should be president. That doesn't make sense to me. Now, I hear then some people saying, well, I'm a Christian, and so I'm all about forgiveness, because nobody's perfect. Well, that is true. I'm certainly not perfect. Nobody's perfect. And I, too, believe in forgiveness and redemption, but that doesn't mean I'm going to elect the person president.
That is President Obama speaking about Donald Trump. You're listening to The Savage Nation. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. The doctor will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, remember, you can visit the website. It's michaelsavage.com. Also, follow Michael Savage on both Facebook and on Twitter at asavagenation. asavagenation. You want to pick up Scorched Earth. What a great read. 3 weeks now. This is the bestseller from Dr. Michael Savage. 3 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, Scorched Earth. Let's go out to your calls. Line one is Larry, who's listening on KKOH in Reno. Larry, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Larry.
Comment. Of course, this last weekend in particular started me thinking and, of course, realizing that what I think Donald Trump needs to do, especially when he's in front of the camera, is just look out at America and remind them why he's even in the race. And that is because we have a corrupt political system, including Republicans and Democrats, and they're all there as dishonest and deceitful and self-serving, and they've lost touch with the people, the voting people, that's us, the public, and that's who he's there to represent, and that's why he's even there. Of course, he's not the perfect candidate. He's not perfect in any way, but I think he represents us, and he needs to remind those people, especially the burners who got burned by who else but Hillary Clinton and her scoundrels, and to take those people and invite them over along.
You know, Larry, thank you for the call. I like your approach. And again, I think you're going to see more of that. Again, Dr. Savage will be back tomorrow. The website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro, and you've been listening to The Savage Nation.